Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, with us. That wasn't your greatest night as a team, but how do you guys move on?
I don't know. First off, there better be, you know what, obviously we better look in the mirror a little bit because, again, we got worked, and we just got worked, and it is what it is, you know. The tale of two teams and two games, and at the end of the day, Schulze, we wanted easy ice. We wanted everything easy, and it wasn't easy. And you got to fight for every inch of ice. And our guys just weren't willing to do that. And the other team was, and the other team was difficult to play against, and they made it that way. And we were easy to play against. And, again, this is hockey at a high level, and they're just not going to hand you a game, and they're not going to just going to let you, you know, it's not going to be a flow drill. It's just not a flow drill, Schulze.
Well, four games to start the season, Tom, and part of, you know, Beaver hockey trademark is getting off to great starts. That's been missing so far this season. That concern you, the slow starts you've gotten off to in the first period so far?
I haven't thought about that as much, Biss, as probably you have. You know, but I'm just, again, I'm just looking at the collective effort right now. So that's where I'm at right now. And, no, we just, you know, we had no ice to work with, and we weren't physical. We wouldn't get a puck deep. We wouldn't get a puck out. I mean, sometimes, again, you got to win the hard way, and you got to play the hard way, not the easy way. It's easy to play the easy way, but all you're going to do is make mistakes. You got to play the hard way, and you just got to, you know, I always use our analogy. You got to keep moving the chains. It's a turf war. You just got to keep advancing the puck, and sometimes, again, we just want to be pretty, and, again, we want a flow drill. We just want a Thursday flow drill. And in essence, you know, hockey's not a flow drill. There's actually five people on the ice. It's physical. And really, it's hard to have success, and you got to work, and you got to earn every part of your success.
The saying is that video doesn't lie. Are the video breakdowns after a loss easier for a player to take that look in the mirror than when you maybe cut a corner and you still win?
Yeah, I guess so. Again, when you lose, again, there's a reason you lost. And, you know, the bottom line is, the video isn't going to lie, and they obviously know, too. They watch the same game. I don't think we need video. They watch the same game you watch. They watch the same game I watched.
On the flip side, Tom, Air Force, obviously a good hockey team. They didn't get, 4-1-1 by accident. They really came out and I thought played a really solid first period for a team, you know, on the road. Second game of the weekend against you guys. They didn't miss a beat, and I thought had great speed.
They were a desperate team. They lost last night. Those kids are proud kids, and they played with a lot of desperation, and we didn't. You know, we had an opportunity of winning a game tonight at home and going 3-0-1, and we just got outworked. And, again, they played the game the right way. All they simply did, it wasn't anything pretty. All they did was get pucks deep, and they forechecked. They were all over our defensemen. They were physical. They made it very difficult for us, and they were having fun doing it.
Your non-conference record last year wasn't great. You've improved that here, but next week starts the WCHA play, and it's the most important game of the season, right?
Yeah,
to date?
Yep, it does, Schulze, absolutely.
See you then, Coach.
All right, buddy, bye.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Air Force a 5-1 winner tonight.